This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Florida and presidential elections. How much more does one really need to say? It's a swing state, the richest electoral vote count swing state, of course. Just a very big deal on November the 8th. So the campaigns are spending a lot of time and money gaming out how best to convince voters their candidate is the one. This year, though, thanks to the Puerto Rican economy, there is a new constituency that they're going to have to convince in Florida. American citizens who've left the island settled in Central Florida and are voting for president for the first time. Marketplace's Andy Euler went down there to see what those new voters are thinking.
Thousands of Puerto Ricans have settled over the past couple of decades in a town south of Orlando near Disney World called Kissimmee. People there tell you if you want to get a sense of this place's Puerto Rican community, you go here, Malau Bakery. Before I get inside to check out what flavors of pasteles this place has, I'm greeted by Wilfredo Ramirez. We say hi in Spanish, and he asks me if I'm registered to vote. Not normally the first thing a new acquaintance asks, but Wilfredo's on a mission. He moved here from Puerto Rico just a few months ago and has a job registering people to vote.
It's a bit confusing. Puerto Ricans are considered U.S. citizens, but it's not the same as being born in the U.S. as opposed to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, but because of its territory status, those on the island can't vote for president. They hold a presidential primary, but that's where it ends. If they come to the mainland and establish residency, they get to vote in November. Wilfredo's been at the bakery for a couple of hours, and he says he's talked to a lot of Puerto Ricans.
I've interviewed or talked to more than 150 people.
His contract will have him here in Central Florida through November. The group he's with, Hispanic Federation, isn't affiliated with any party, but they've been vocal about Donald Trump's immigration statements, calling them misleading, demeaning, and unfounded. Wilfredo says his job is necessary because voting in Puerto Rico is different, and most of these people just got here.
Almost everyone that I've talked to and asked whether they live here say they're newly arrived.
And the main issue there is whether Puerto Rico should stay a territory, become a state, or assert independence. Jose Rivera moved here from the island in 1994. He's an engineer and in favor of independence.
It's about time we own our own destiny. We are the 32-year-old guy that still lives with mom and dad, and we're expecting mom and dad to fix all of our broken plates.
Carlos Vargas Ramos is a researcher at the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College. He says the Puerto Rican migration to Florida wouldn't affect the election if groups weren't out there explaining what's going on.
In general, were it were anywhere else, where there is not a mobilization effort, those Puerto Ricans would be less likely to turning out to vote. But because precisely they're going to be targets that will be in play.
And the presidential campaigns know that. Florida's a battleground state, and besides spending on TV, the Clinton campaign's been focused on trying to get people registered to vote. And what they're finding is that recent migrants aren't necessarily as democratic as they once assumed. Republicans, to their relief, say they're seeing the same thing. Mark Oxner is chairman of the Osceola County Republicans, where 60% of the Hispanic population identify as Puerto Rican.
The big thing is, you know, they're not coming all Democrats. You know, most of them come over and sign as MPAs.
That's no party affiliation, another way of saying independent voters, which makes it a little more difficult for Democrats and Republicans to directly identify supporters. That means it'll probably be more expensive to get those independent voters to pick a side. But in this part of Central Florida, the community's biggest concerns are extremely local. For newly arrived Puerto Ricans, they need teachers in schools who can help kids transition to living on the mainland. That means teachers who are bilingual. Pablo Casares, director of the Puerto Rican Federal Affairs Administration, a Puerto Rican governmental arm with an office in Kissimmee, says that's what he hears all the time.
The issues that are most important for us, the Puerto Rican community, that we need to obviously start talking about is having good quality education for our kids. And there are also other big issues like immigration.
At the same time, a lot of Puerto Ricans left the island and came here because things were so bad. Unemployment is twice that of the mainland. Almost half the population is living under the poverty line. Hospitals are limiting hours because they can't pay for electricity, and schools are closing because teachers aren't getting paid. Now that they have a vote, some migrants feel like they might have an impact on what Washington does about their home's crippling debt crisis. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.